The next technique, defer a portion of the purchase price. In some areas of the country, local real estate prices are such that it is nearly impossible to achieve a break-even or a positive cash flow given prevailing market rental rates. This problem can be overcome either by negotiating no interest or low interest financing by the seller, or by deferring a portion of the purchase price. The latter alternative is usually easier to negotiate and works equally well. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy an income property, but prevailing market rent rates make the property not economical unless you can reduce the amount of your monthly payment. The source is the seller. The strategy is to persuade the seller to finance your purchase at low or no interest, or defer a portion of the purchase price. Okay, let's take a look at an example. A seller has a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on the market for $150,000. The property has an existing $105,000 assumable first mortgage. In return for obtaining his or her full asking price, the seller is willing to take back a mortgage for the balance at the going market rate of interest. The fair market rental rate on the property is $1,500 a month. To use this technique, you would first offer to assume the first mortgage. Second, give the seller a second mortgage with two notes, totaling $45,000, $150,000 minus $105,000 is $45,000. One of those notes would be for $20,000 at the market rate of interest, and a second note would be for $25,000, also at a market rate of interest, but with the interest deferred for 6 years. At the end of 6 years, you could refinance the loan by paying off the first mortgage plus both notes, or preferably paying off only the second note for $25,000 plus interest. Ideally, the seller's first note for $20,000, which was a second mortgage, and the new first mortgage would stay on the property. If the second mortgage is to stay on the property after refinancing, the mortgage would have to include a subordination clause that would be inserted at the time you buy the property and sign the mortgage.